Hey, yo, new phone, who this? It's the mad, chronically ill girl, bitch. Podcast, and I'm your host Sonia, the mad chronically ill girl. I'm sitting here in my new merchandise. That's right, I'm wearing my official mad chronically ill girl podcast t-shirt with my mug with the lipstick stains on it and my official tote bag. Guys, we are officially doing it big here, okay? We got a lot of new updates to tell you guys about before we get into it. So like I said, we have new merchandise for our die-hard fans out there. We're putting together a giveaway for one lucky listener, so keep tuning in to find out how you can be the one that walks away with this lovely gift basket, courtesy of the show. It is a gift basket full of goodies that only our community knows how precious this is. I mean, we don't have bottles of aspirin, but there may be a heating pad or two in there. Along with t-shirts, mugs, tote bags, bath bombs, massagers, the whole nine yards. We got some good stuff in there, so keep tuning in to find out when this can be yours. Also, we can't forget, we are finally on Patreon. That's right, you can find us on Patreon now, where you can support the podcast. Just sign up at Patreon and find the level of donation that suits you and hit click. It's really that simple. We'd also like to give a shout out to our first subby, who is Who's Hoof. I hope I'm saying that right. H-O-O-S-H-O-O-F. They are part of our new Triggered crew.
Wow.
Hey, we have varying levels of support, starting with the Triggered level. I believe that's at a donation level of $1. That goes from chronically annoyed, fabulously frustrated, rageaholics, all the way to anger management. So there are many levels I'm sure you can get in where you fit in. So please follow us at Twitter at Chronically The or on our Facebook page or both, okay? And let's get into today's episode. Close your eyes. Imagine yourself driving on a roadway. You're on your way home. It's dark and you can barely see. You just want to relax and get in the bed and take your clothes off and relax. Suddenly, your car is flooded with headlights behind you. You're startled at first. And you realize this isn't good. The car behind you starts to swerve. You'd like to get out of his way, but when he moves, he jerks his car to the side. You want him to go around, but he's driving recklessly. You realize that he's drunk. You just want him to move out the way, but he won't. He honks his horn. You silently pray that he goes away, but he's right on your tail. You speed up. He keeps up with you. Suddenly, he tries to take you on the left and misjudges the space in between your vehicles. He hits you. Crash! You spin out of control. Your car lands in a ditch. You're hurt. You tried to avoid him, but you got hit anyway. The last thing you see before you lose consciousness is the night sky and the night air. And you think you just wanted to go home. There are tons of stories out there with people with COVID, and how many of them didn't believe that COVID was a big deal until it happened to them? Karen Selke thought that socialism from Democrats was a bigger threat and died from kidney failure with COVID. After saying she would just wash her hands. Her family received a lot of backlash, and now they won't even admit that she died from COVID-19. Tony Green. The pandemic was a scandemic to him until the truth hit hard. He had a dinner party, believing that COVID-19 was just a scam until his guests got sick. It wasn't until Tony, our gracious host, got the disease and fought hard in the hospital. The virus attacked his central nervous system, and he nearly had a stroke. His father-in-law's mother was admitted and died with no one at her side. On the day of her funeral, 5 more family members tested positive for the virus, and his father-in-law was put on a ventilator. He feels tremendous guilt knowing he hosted the gathering that led to so much suffering and loss. One unnamed person went to a COVID-19 party and stated, "I think I made a mistake. I thought this was just a hoax." These were the last words that patients said before they died from coronavirus. A veteran, after making racist Facebook posts and stating that he believed that COVID was no big deal and refused to wear a mask. Incidentally, he also used the check-in feature that Facebook has so you could get a virtual tour of all the places he had visited before coming down with the disease. After having symptoms, he tested positive. Forever staying on Facebook, he told his friends that he was having a hard time and wished that he could go back to feeling better. He even posted that he was having a hard time breathing. Instead of encouraging to seek medical attention, his friends told him to stay strong and hang in there. 2 days later, he went to the hospital where he succumbed to the disease. So what do we do with these people? The ones who survived are now reaching out to us to forgive their transgressions. Who are we to judge, right? It's like that swerving car into the roadway. Would you forgive a drunk driver recklessly getting on a highway after having one too many, then killing or maiming anyone who had the audacity to get in their way? They knew the dangers of driving drunk, just like they heard on the news the dangers of this disease, and they chose to ignore it. And it's not just surviving this disease, it's living with the aftermath. It's living with symptoms that people are having 100 to 150 days in. It's almost never ending in some people. I'm watching videos of people having to learn how to walk and talk and feed themselves again. Does the flu do that? These are people who are struggling with symptoms all the time. I mean, what's the difference? What do we do with these late converts? Should we accept their ignorance and move on? One thing they can do instead of offering their apologies to those of us who knew what the disease was going to do, they can talk to the ones who aren't wearing masks and refuse to social distance. They can continue to tell their stories to them. They should go in front of every microphone they can, like an alcoholic stands up and tell the world, "I am an alcoholic." Well, they can say, "Well, I believe COVID-19 was a scam until it happened to me." Of course, there will be those who will get angry, like me. I'm angry. I mean, I am the bad chronically ill girl, but I am angry. It's these people that have caused this pandemic to go on for far too long. It's these people who put innocent lives in danger for showing up in public unmasked and defiant in the face of science. These are the same people who will go to the doctor and take a pill for their high blood pressure or a prescribed pain pill for whatever pain they have. They'll accept the words of modern science and modern medicine when it comes to something like that. But when it comes to a pandemic that affects us all, then somehow these doctors and their medical knowledge just isn't enough. We insult these medical professionals and scientists who went to school and tell them that we know more because of something our aunt wrote on Facebook. Think of the drunk driver swerving in traffic. What's the damn difference? So, What do we do with these late converts? Should we accept their ignorance and move on? I don't know. And with that, guys, let's just move on, even though this story has me heated. I also still just want to remind you guys, you can support this platform on Patreon, and we will give a shout out to all new subscribers as a thank you. Thank you so much for your support. It means the world to me. So let's talk about chronic illness and COVID. I mean, everyone's talking about COVID-19, right? Let's talk about these long haulers, okay? Now, that may engender images of trucks going down the hallway, but this is not a good term you want, especially with COVID, okay? These are people who are struggling with symptoms days, weeks, even months after they were initially infected with the virus. Doctors are seeing patients with many of these symptoms, and they aren't good. Many symptoms include joint pain, pain in their eyes, brain fog, headaches. These are people who spend most of their day in bed because it just wipes them out. Fatigue, gastrointestinal issues, chest pain, problems breathing. Guys, they are going to join us in the chronically ill community. And we need to be out there welcoming them to our groups and our circles because we, of all people, know what this is like. Many of them were told by doctors that it was something else or even dismissed them entirely. Does that sound familiar to any of you? Of course it does. It's the same song and dance that we've heard. Many of them will also join the disabled community, and we need to be ambassadors and help them into this transition as so many of us needed when we were diagnosed with our diseases. I mean, it seemed as if the world completely wrote us off with COVID as they said things like, oh, well, this is only something that those sick people get, you know, and the old people, as if we didn't matter, you know. But many of them are going to join us, and it's important because we all know what they're going to need. Many of their symptoms sound like what people get with chronic fatigue syndrome. And all my chronic fatigue syndrome people, you guys know what's going on here. They're going to face many challenges with employment, handling insurance claims, disability even. There will be many of them that will have some permanent and long-lasting disability, and it's going to be stressful, and they're going to want to give up. If there's anyone out there listening and hearing my voice and you're one of those long haulers, welcome to our community. We are a great, eclectic bunch of people, okay? We're very different. You know, we all differ in many ways, but it's the chronic illness and disability community. We are a great, great group of people. So if you have any questions about anything, don't hesitate to reach out to us. Reach out to us on our Facebook page, on Twitter. If you have any questions, if you want to know of any groups, there are many groups on Facebook. I know some of the long haulers, they have some of their own Facebook groups. But if there's other groups that you want to reach out to, other people with chronic illnesses, hey, we're out there. We're strong on Facebook. We're strong on social media groups. You can find a spoonie anywhere, okay? We know we've been there, and don't ever be afraid to ask for help. That is the biggest advice I could give to a long hauler. Don't be afraid to ask for help, because I know you guys, you know, you may be used to doing things your way and how you've been, you know, set up, and it's going to be hard sometimes. And who wants to ask other people for help and be a burden? But you're not. And you have to know those days that, okay, if you need help versus days that you're not going to need help. You know, you can maybe do things on your own. That's fine. But don't be afraid to ask for help. Okay? Some of my best friendships come from people I've never seen face to face. I met them online, and I actually trade some of them for some of my real friends that I have in real life. Your membership cards are all in the mail. Well, sort of. You know how it is. We may be a little late in getting things done in our community, but it will get done. Eventually, it will get done. And with that, folks, that's all we have for today. For some bonus information, I'm going to write an article on medium.com. You can find me there. Please check us out on Twitter at chronically the Facebook at the Mad Chronically Ill Girl Facebook page. Support us at Patreon. Make sure you help disabled content creators out there, because we are out there, so we need the support. And with that, I'm the Mad Chronically Ill Girl. Stay mad. See you guys later. Bye-bye.